This is recording on Mark Turl. Mark is M-A-R-K. Turl is T-E-R-L. T as in Thomas, E-R-L, Turl. Mark Turl, date of birth, 6-18-1960. Date of visit is 1-17-23. Please make a copy for Chester Kikla. Chester, C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Kikla is K-A-K-I-K-L-A. K-I-K-L-A. F-N-P-C. F as in Frank. F-N-P-C. Next paragraph. Dear Chester, thank you for sending Mark Turl for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of asthma. Next paragraph. History doesn't tell us. I'm sorry. Next paragraph. This is a 62-year-old, very obese male who has had a prior history of asthma, has been experiencing shortness of breath and wheezing, and also has previously been diagnosed to have obstructive sleep apnea. The patient states that he has gained a lot of weight over the past year, and he has a CPAP mask at home, but his sleep study was done more than 15 years ago. The the patient has occasional cough with mild wheezing, and it does not bring up much sputum. He has used the albuterol inhaler as needed, and also on Advair disc to 50 by 51 puff twice a day. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history for surgery on both feet. He has no history of hypertension. And he does have history for depression and anxiety, and also has multiple allergies. Had foot surgery, period. Next, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, family history, father died of heart disease, mother died of cancer of the breast with metastasis. Next paragraph, habits of patient, never smoked, drinks alcohol occasionally, presently retired, previously oh, I'm sorry, can you cancel that? Just say the patient drinks some alcohol occasionally and he's retired. Next paragraph. Med list included Advair to 50 by 50 micrograms, one puff PID, montelukast 10 milligrams daily, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Zyrtec 10 milligrams daily, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril, Mirtazapine 30 milligrams daily, and Albuterol NEBS, TIDPRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This very obese middle-aged white male was alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, superfluidema. Blood pressure is 116/70, pulse is 102, respiration 24, temps 97.2, weight is 312, saturation 95. HE India, non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise in the thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the scattered visus in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and asthma, no murmur, no three. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. Edema 1 plus with decreased peripheral pulses, mild pigmentation of the skin, and no crab tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one is reactive airway disease with chronic cough. Number two is obstructive sleep apnea. Number three is depression. And number four is exogenous obesity. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a chest CT with contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Also advised to get a CBC, CMP, IgE level, and TSH level. And total eosinophil count. He will, for now, continue with fluticasone/salmeterol, 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice a day. Was also advised to get a polysomnographic study. And a follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Chester Kickla. 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 Thank you. Let's start to D'Souza.